the opportunity to finally sit today. We're going to be learning here. It's a schmooze, right? Giving you an opportunity to sit, finally. Okay. Belaski, I get the opportunity to sit, finally. I'm so tired already. Okay, so I was just in the coffee room, so there seems to be a whole big fight about the shenichas other barb in the simcha. What that simcha should be about. The person's on ein bein simcha. Somebody said, no, ein simcha ela what? The best name, which is not a Gemara, it's a Rambam. Gemara says, what did you have in Sanhedrin? Something about Yarin. Ben Sarmer, right? All the Gemara is about Yarin. Maybe you're lalala oilam, right? The Gemara says, ein simcha be Yarin. Forget, the Mechaba really, very unusual, the Mechaba ba. Passes against the Rambam. Says the Rambam the only thing possible. Yain. The Gemara says, "Ain simcha." So the person correctly says, "But yain is yain. Yain is shel teira. Teira the dechli yain. So yain is." Is it the Bachum who are fighting this fight? What's Rabbi to say? Teira the decha the yain that the Benjamin has. The decha means your beloved ones, the ones that love you. The decha, shirim. Doid means. There's a relationship there between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that they love each other. The Daidi is my beloved one. So, Tevim the Dechem Yayin, the one who wrote Tevim Dechem means because the Gemara Dashens that the Dechem Yayin is the Daidim, Chavivim Divri Seferim, Yaisim Yayna Shel Teirah. Chavivim Divri Seferim, the Chedush Shel Teirah, the Torah Shabbat is more covered than the Etzem Torah itself. Because that means that the Torah that we give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us a Torah. The Torah that we give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Torah that you're learning. When you're learning Bava Machteris, and you're trying to understand the Machloikas, the Ramban, and the Balban, the Ramban, the Dhamim Kananuhu, right? They're trying to understand that Gemara. It's going to get Gemara with the Kaseis, with the Kimle, with Ramine, and all the. That's the Torah they give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's Tevim the Nechem Ayayim. The Kotzke used to say the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a lot of beloved Doidim. He has people who work on Tefillah, people who work on Chesed. And they're all important things, and the people work on all kinds of things. Make sure you keep Shabbos, all kinds of beautiful things. The Tevim Deidecha, he says, the best ones is Miyayim, those that come from the Torah. The Deidecha, those that are beloved, the Vajra Miyayim, from the wine, from the Wayne Shel Torah. It's interesting, Stam is that, why is Torah likened to Yayim? Why is Torah likened to Yayim? It's different, Pichat, Pichat, there's all kinds of different things why it's likened to Yayim. On the one hand, you find all those Gemaras that Shehevi Yalal Alaylam and Batsheva gave Shlomo Melech such Musa over there, right? The Gemara, right? You learned the Gemara. But drinking wine. But if you drink it the right way, if you know what you're doing, Yain has a magnetic effect on a person that brings out the side of what a person really is. But I once heard from a friend of mine, who's a big Talmud Chacham, a guy of Mordechai Yaffe, and he told me when he sat Shiva Lolein, he should never know him. His father was a big guy in the Bank of Yavin, the Shiva of Beis Yosef in Brooklyn. His grandfather was a Gavan Yavin, his great grandfather Because the Alta van de Vaardeke, have you heard of him? Have you heard of the Alta van de Vaardeke? So he said that why is Torah likened to Yayin? He said Torah is likened to Yayin because like this. The Gemara says that the din is on Erev Pesach, since you have the mitzvahs, you have to eat matzah, mitzvahs of Laila, so you shouldn't eat too much, you shouldn't drink wine. Wine satiates you, you become full, it's mitzvah, it's sign. And therefore, it's going to, if you drink it, it's going to take away your appetite to eat the matzah. You have to eat the matzah, the you have to eat it. She said, it's a hidden mitzvah, it's a new type of hidden mitzvah to eat the matzah at the oven, it's a hidden mitzvah. That's very good. But so, so the Gemara said, but Rava used to drink wine Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, there's a difference. Rava used to drink a lot of wine. The Gemara says, Porto, you drink a little wine, it's mitzvah soy. So it goes ahead and it satiates you, it satisfies you, it's soy. Tuva, nigra gar, you drink a lot of wine, wine gives you more and more of an appetite. So he says, you know, in Torah it's the same way. Before we came to Torah Shraga, all right, so we thought, you know, you learn Ben Sarmer, it means you learn a little about what Ben Sarmer is about. Yeah, you maybe knew that Ben Sarmer is, before it's Bar Mitzvah, after it's Mitzvah, so I told you, oh, you learn. So now you're learning it, you're learning it with Mrs. Zalman, you're learning it with, to understand that, you're learning the Balamar, Ramban, and Baba Fez. New concepts of Kumlev and Rabbi Minei, Baba Machtere, so Reid, you don't have to read if you have a problem. You don't have to read if you have a But you're learning, it's all of a sudden, before you're learning a little. You felt satisfied. Now you're learning a lot, you're putting in so much time. Tuva, Migagur, gives him appetite to want to learn more. Just like that wine, when you drink a lot of wine, it gives you more, you want to drink more wine, enjoy the wine, talk about good wine. Malaga. Talk about the good wine. It gives you an appetite. So Torah also, the more you take from it, the more you learn, the more you go over, right? You learn Pshara, the Sigma, you learn the first pack also, Pshara, you learn the Yanam of Mumchen, Smichen, you need Bezen by Geth, you know what you need? Bezen by Geth, it's amazing, it opens up your mind. You have an appetite to want more. There's an interesting din. There's a din that the Gemara says that Torah has to be learned with a condition. What's the condition? Torah has to be learned kinesinasim, like the way the Torah was given. How was the Torah given? So there's a description of before Matan Torah of the thunder, lightning, there's all kinds of things. Be'ema, be'yira, be'reses, be'zir. The Gemara says that Torah has to be learned be'ema, with fear, with awe, trepidation, trembling, all kinds of things. The Gemara learns halachas from there, certain halachas. In fact, it's interesting, Zach, in the Gemara it says, la'ilam yilmad adam shalei l'shma. You've heard of the Gemara. A person should always learn shalei l'shma. Should even learn l'shma. Shemitach shalal l'shma ba l'shma. The Gemara doesn't really say that. The Gemara said, "Vayim yasek adam b'tayru v'mitzvus." Shemitach shalal l'shma ba l'shma. Why do you have to learn Torah l'shma? V'chaim v'loshet says l'shma means l'shem tayru. To want to be moisif to tayru. In other words, when you learn, what sugya you learning right now? You're learning about the machtaros. Okay, like that's about the machtaros. You understand? You understand it better. What does it mean? What does it buy me? Taka bedamim kalenu. What kind of kalenu? Come with Rabbeinu. Is there a din of Shabbos Aveda? If Shabbos Gneiva, if you steal on Shabbos or not? The Chayis, the Seiros, the Shimon. You want to understand the understanding of it, right? That's a different thing. So the pshat is you have to learn Torah to really be meisaf lekach, to add more. That's lishma. But we don't learn that way. But Matash Shalomashma Balashma, Ayam Yasak on the Matur Mitzvahs. The Rambam brings it only in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Well, maybe not Hilchas Chubik, says the Rambam something, but he brings it in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Avinezer, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they already ask, why does Rambam only bring it in Hilchas Talmud Torah? It should be the general din. Why did Rambam specify in Talmud Torah? Ayam Yilma Torah Lashma. So one of the reasons is because since there's a condition of Torah to learn Torah the aim of year versus the zeal, you know, it's to learn it with a great trepidation, great, you know, awe. You think that the only way you can learn Torah with the Shulchan, it's also Shulchan. Mitzvah is ready to Shulchan. Fill in, even though, you know, we're not told the mitzvah is Kabbalah. But you have to do the mitzvahs. But Torah, you think, since it has to be learned with these conditions. So that's the thing, you have to learn these conditions. Like we said, the Gemara has a lach as they came out of Tefillah Zezur, and Ravan of Tefillah Zezur, but there's all kinds of lach come out of it. And Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, Tosfos cites a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi says that by a certain Bris that was sitting there, was talking and learning, it was unbelievable. It was said by Elisha ben Avri, by Acher, and it says over there, Vayon Dvarm Smechim Kinesinasim Besina. We spoke about the Simcha of Torah. Vayon Dvarm Smechim Kinesinasim Besina. They were Smechim, they were so joyous, there was such happiness. Like the day was given, or as in Torah, the day was Torah was given. The simcha was like whoever's fighting a battle over in the coffee room. Ain't simcha le b'Torah. Torah b'dechem yain kudeshem yisham esam chelay. Rav Yani al beis yain yain es Sinai. So with such simcha, that's the quote that Taisa says over there. You show me. Advar smechim yisham Sinai. How come that's not a condition in Torah? How come you don't find a condition in Torah? You know what? Learn Torah with Simcha. You don't find such a condition. You know, the Ema, the Yira, the Rest, the Zeya. But you don't see the Simcha. Why isn't that a condition in Torah? Dvarm Smechim in the South Side. That seems there was like this. Maybe you could say the following. The Yankov Avinu, right? We know who Yankov Avinu was. We know the lifelong struggle that he has and had and has. We still have with Esau, right? Yankov is always fighting with Esau. It's the world around us, the Christian world, and they're fighting against us. They're against us. And after Yankov took away the brachas from Esau, so Esau wants to kill Yankov. So he says, "Yigavu yemei evil avi." He says, "I'm waiting till the days of my father's avails." Esau, Yankov, Yitzchak will die, and then I'll go be able to attack Yankov. And Rashi says a pshat why. In Targum Yonasan, so it seems the referred, it doesn't say it explicitly, Behedja in the Targum Yonasan, Yonkov learns that way to pierce him in Targum, whatever it seems. He says over there, you know, what was Esau's cheshman? He had to, he's going to kill his brother when his father's sitting, when his father dies, and Yankov's in Avelis. It's the Shaykhah. So it's like this. The Gemara says, this one comes out from the Targum Yonasan. The Gemara says like this, Torah is magni umatzla. Torah protects. It protects a person. It saves him. Be'idn demasukbe. When he's basic in Torah, when he's preoccupied, when he's engrossed in Torah. A person's engrossed in Torah has an unbelievable protection. The reason, Baruch Hashem, that, you know, you shouldn't know from Tzaros, you should know the reason where Eretz Yisrael is able to continue is because you have boys like in Torah Shraga learning Torah. When they're sitting and learning Torah, that protects Chas V'Shalom, this thing happens and this one is saved and that one said, that's from the Torah that you learn. That's from the Torah that you learn. Torah is magna mas, bidna dasik bein. It's a magna dikas chus of Torah when we learn Torah. Unbelievable. Bidna dasik bein. So Esav was a big lamed. Esav said like this: my brother Yankov is always sitting and learning. Yankov ish Tom, right? Rebbeinu Tom is called. His name was not Tom. Rebbeinu Tom in Tosfos, right, is called Rebbeinu Tom because he was Yeshu. He always sat and learned. Yankov ish Tom Yeshu. Yankov was a whole person, complete person, always sitting. So he said, my brother's always learning. That's what Yankov Avinu always did. Right? Yankov Avinu was always learning. And he had business, but he sat and learned. The others all had businesses. They were rich people. But they were the wealthy people. But he sat and learned. So he said, that Torah protects him. He said, but when will be an Avelis? And we know what's the din. An Avel is not allowed to learn the Torah, right? An Avel, Rechman Salam, should know can never be an Avelis. An Avel is not allowed to learn Torah. So when my father will die, and Yankiv will not be able to sit and learn Torah, that's when I'll be able to attack him. Then he doesn't have to discuss Torah. That's what it seems the Targum Yonasan says. I'll be able to attack him because then he can't learn Torah. That's what the Targum Yonasan seems to say. Yoka Kupon learns that. So a friend of mine 40 something years ago, was used to be a Rebbe, Siddush Rebbe here in Yerushalayim. Yeah, Rebbe's name was Beis Yisrael. And he would, my son is named after him, one of our sons, not this one. And he asked him the following question. He asked him, but Avul is allowed to learn Torah. Avul can learn certain things. He can learn Hilchos Avelis. He can learn things that have to do with Nechamas. He can learn Avelis. He's allowed to learn. So why is it that Esau was so sure he could attack Yaakov and bring him down because he can't learn Torah? He could learn Torah, but he's a Avul. He could learn Torah, but he's a Avul too. He had a question. He's allowed to learn Torah. So whom might say whom afark that the Rebbe himself answers like this? What's the reason an Avil can't learn Torah? It's machlek z'shem. The might say one chief of shem is same reason we can't learn on Tisha B'av. Why don't we learn Torah on Tisha B'av? So the person put up the words over there. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says shenem apkudei Hashem yishar masam chilei. Torah it brings a simcha to that, not just a dimension. It's the real simcha. The real simcha. Torah is simcha. Avil can't be in that situation, that matzah of being the same. Therefore, he's not allowed to learn. So he's learning about the Churban. The Gemara talks about Tisha B'av, but many Shem say that's the reason in Avul too. Not necessarily, some Shem argued if they say it's a different Shem, but going with this. What's the reason an Avul could learn Hilchas Avelis or learn Hilchas, you know, we learn the Sugi of Gitan of the Churban based on Mikdash Gemara and Sanhedrin, you're allowed to learn Taka. Right? Why is he allowed to learn that? Because it seems that since the topic matter this expression, is about a veil, so there's lacking a dimension of simcha. So Ger Rebbe said, you know when Torah protects you? Torah protects you when you're learning with the simcha. When you're learning the right way. If it's missing in simcha, it doesn't have the same protection. The hainu. It's not a condition. Those are kidding. Torah is not a condition. Simcha is not a condition of Torah. Aim is a condition. You have to know about aim, you can't. Imagine a person would be sitting and learning. There were people that before the war, they were so intoxicated with learning, they would learn, they were mechallel Shabbos, they didn't wear yarmulkes, and they learned. There were people in Europe that way. They used to learn Gemara. They were so upset. The Gedolim made it so, especially in certain parts of Europe, so much part of their lives. They were shikah with Torah. So you'd see a person that would say, yeah, this person don't even have a yarmulke, smoking a cigarette on Shabbos, he's upset. Missing, that's this person learned Torah. It's missing in the dimension of Torah. That's the conditions of Torah. Simcha is not a condition of Torah. Simcha is the reality of what Torah is. When you learn Torah, it gives you simcha. That's a pshat. Torah itself is mesam chaylev. That's what he wrote over there. Kud Hashem Yisrael mesam chaylev. It's not a condition. The very nature of Torah is to give you simcha. The person really wants simcha in his life. What's the pshat in that? So I always say that like this. The pshat in being happy, the morale always says. The person is saying, what makes this person happy? So, we think simcha is by accruing more of this, more of that, but we know it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work. In the word ratzon, desire, you desire things. In the Rishayim, it says the smaller root word of ratzon. Ruts, to run. No manikra shwa aretz, she ruts lasis b'tzayim kaimim. You run, meaning you run after things. You run, you want a Lamborghini, whatever it's called, right? People run after that. That they want, they think that's going to give them simcha sachaim. They run after all kinds of, right? They run after, you know, if we have this, this will make us happy. And what happens? They run and they run and they run. They keep running. They never feel satisfied. They never feel satisfied. That's because they're not really coming to fruition. They're not coming into contact with what their life is about. Just having more and more and more. It's important to have things. It's important to daita shalom is machivin shloshim bar machivin daita shalom. There are certain things. You have to have dasul first to start off. You have to have the turn, the stand, the perspective of everything. You have kalim na, dira na, and so forth. But you have to understand why you need it for it. What a person needs. What do I want? I need a home, a comfortable home. So my home should be a ruchniyusnika home. My home should be a home with Torah is learned. My home should be a home where it's a beis vad l'chachamim, a home of chesed, a home of tzedakah, and so forth. So people run, they run after it, but they never feel ashamed, they never feel fulfilled. Simcha comes with being fulfilled. What's up, Shem? Because in Shem it says the word sameach. And sameach, what's sameach mean? To flourish, to grow. So a plant is a tzmicha, is growth. When you grow, when you're fulfilling your potential, each one of you has a potential that's in this room. Shem always used to say, whenever he used to have a group of boys, he says, you know, revolutions were created, the French Revolution was created with less people than there is in this room, and for sure less brain power. There's so much brain power here, there's so much seichel here, there's so much neshama here. We can make revolutions, we can change the world, we can do the right thing. When a person feels he's really doing the right thing, he's growthful, he's reaching his potential, that brings about simcha. That's Torah. And it doesn't mean that it negates other parts of your life. But Torah is everything. If you use everything according to Torah, we say, you know, the Pasuk, Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem Torah Yom Kippur. What's lekach toiv? It's a beautiful Pasuk. Lekach toiv nasati lechem. I gave you good teachings. Lekach. Lekach means to take. What does it mean? So if you notice, 2 weeks ago, Sedra, Rashi talks about the Malka Chayim by the Menorah, the tongs, T-O-N-G, Atzeves, Rashi says, Atzeves. In Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, Atzeves is a tongue, something. What is a tongue? A tongue, what is it for? A tongue is something that when you want to move coal, right? Making a, what's called here, the, a bomb, not bonfire, what's called the cookout, what's called what? Barbecue, right? So there's charcoal there. How are you going to move the charcoal? You want to move it. So you can't handle it. So, okay, nowadays we have all these cups. When I grew up, we didn't have these type of paperware. You had to have a hot cup. You had to have a handle. Anybody understands that the word, it's called a handle for what reason? Because it's a hand. That's what it means. So Chazal also says it's a yachel kli. What is it? It's called yachel kli. It's a lashon mushul. It's a borrowed expression. How am I going to handle this? How my hand is able to facilitate and move things? I can't, it's too hot. So they created something called a handle, a yad. And I'm able to move it. A tongue does that. You want to move this thing, it's very hot. So how am I going to move it, make a good barbecue, put the coals in the right place, have something called a tongue? Says the Svasemis. This world, there's a lot of things you have to take to this world. You have to live a normal life. There's a lot of things that are gashers, but it's dangerous. Lekach Torah Masadechem, I gave you the Torah. The Torah is the Talmud. With the Torah, you can go ahead. If you learn Torah, you learn Ben Sarmer the right way. You learn Musa every day. You work on yourself. You work, you know, whatever. You go to a Shmuz, you go to a Vav, you grow. Then you have the Lekach Torah, you're able to take. You're able to take. It's Ein Torah Ala Torah. You're able to take from this world. It's a different thing. But when you go ahead and you have Torah in your life, it's the lekach, it's malkachayim, it's that tongue that will help you facilitate every situation. Putnam was once in our was by our base medrash many years ago. You heard of the Pachad Yitzchak? You heard of the Pachad Yitzchak? So he spoke, and he asked a question. He asked the following question. What's the purpose of the issue? What are the issues? What is the purpose? Should anybody want to answer? What's the purpose of the issue? What would you say? What's the purpose of the issue? What would you say? You want to take a chance? What would you say? Go ahead.
Strengthen your connection to God.
Strengthen
your connection with God.
Okay, it's important to do. Yeah, what do you say?
How to live life as a Jew.
The what?
How to live life as a Jew.
Okay, how do you do that? How does yeshiva do that?
Learn Torah.
What? Learn Torah. Maybe grow in Torah, steig in Torah. Yeah, what do you say?
It gives you an environment to grow.
But you can't stay the rest of your life that way, right?
Yeah, you
can. What?
Why not?
Yeah. You keep the life. You're the bayim are ready to keep you here for life. Just make sure you get married. So what is the purpose? So, no, you know what the purpose of yeshiva is? The purpose of yeshiva is to create a relationship between the Rebbe and the Rav. That's what the purpose of yeshiva. Yeshivas were made to create a relationship between the Rebbe and the Rav. Yeshivas, otherwise it's called the base medrash. If I can connect yourself to God, you'll get up a sefer, a sesesharim, Rebbeinu Yayinah, whatever it is, Gemara connects you. That's definitely the connection. But like Ana Nafshi, you know, it says in the Gemara, it says Anoichi, yeah, Anoichi Hashem Lokech, the beginning of Torah, beginning of the Sefer Kibbutz. Gemara Harei schools at the beginning of Torah. Anoichi is Latrikin. It spells out Ana Nafshi Ksavis Yehovas Aleph Nun Chafiyot. Ana Nafshi Ksavis Yehovas. I myself, the Baruch Hu Kiryachol Nafshi myself Ksavis. I wrote Yehovas. I gave. Pashka means I wrote the Luchas. I wrote the sorry, best mention. I wrote I engraved the Luchas. I put into your hearts. The reason, you know, why don't Luchas look that way? They didn't. Pashas, they were square. Something in Crown Heights, that's how they make it. I remember well, I lived in Crown Heights. But why does it made this way? Maybe a Moshe Shapiro was said, it was Michelangelo's understanding of what a human heart looks like. But he was right in one thing. That doesn't look exactly that way, but that's... He said, you know why it's written that way? The ik of the Torah has to be engraved in our hearts. He thought that's a heart, so he was a little right as far as that. The ik of is not to put into the luchas, to put into our hearts. That's what it looks like. That's, you're right, that's a connection to Rebbeinu Shem. Ana nafshi ksavis yehovas. I myself ksavis, through writing the Torah, I gave myself to the Torah. That's the connection to Rebbeinu Shem. By going ahead and learning Torah, you're connecting something to Bach. You're right. But that's only yeshiva. Otherwise, you learn Torah. The purpose of yeshiva is to make, that's what the Chaim Volozh and all the yeshivas do. Even the Pasuk yeshivas ma'amaseh, our Gemara says, we always had yeshivas. Yeshivas were always in Kosovo. Avraham Avinu, Zakim Yesh Yeshiva, Yitzhak Avinu, Zakim Yeshiva. It's always yeshivas. The purpose was to collect a Messiah, but a different type of Messiah, not a father to Talmud. Of her son, Rebbe to Talmud. What does that mean? What do we take out from that? We have to take out from that the pshat is that you're learning your zeicher to learn Torah. Your Rebbe is not an instructor. Your Rebbe is not just giving you gishmak of Torah in kimle b'drav in name. He's not just learning that balamor and the Ramban, the Chiddush Rabbi, the son of Jesus, and kimle b'drav in name, and all the beautiful things that are over there because of. Just the intellectual pursuit has to be done with intellectual pursuit. He's creating a relationship with you. He's creating that the rest of your life. You say, this Rebbe that taught me the Ksais, the Sivas, taught me how to analyze the Rashi, the Dhamim kind of knew. He teaches me what the Pshat is and when a Ben Sarimur is Chayav, when a Malkus, when he's Chayav Misa. And if this can Rabbine on the Ben Sarimur for stealing the money, does he have to pay back for the money? Not. Shalom, he's giving me life tools. He's giving me kehim chayenu. And this is the person that helped me. He helped me connect to Rebbeinu Shalom. He helped me sit and learn. He helped me to how to go now. I want to have that relationship the rest of my life. I want to have a Rebbe the rest of my life. I'm not in my 50s anymore. I still have a Rebbe. I call him whenever. Any major question in my life, I call him. Should be gesund. You have to have a Rebbe that you ask, you speak over as your guiding light. You be a brilliant person, but you need a Rebbe. You need a Rebbe. That's the class that always lived with Rebbe. It's a Rebbe that really, you know, care about us, know what's good for us, understand us, and see through a different light, a different prism of Torah. We don't tire. That's where they're teaching you. Gemara to my son is B'nechem. Don't say, teach your Talmid. It means Talmid, but it says B'nechem. Why say B'nai Chavar? Remember, Hudna, the Shiva's Tzal, is in our base medrash, and he asked, why do the Torah have to say, Nimanatim is B'nai Chavar, teach your children? But what does it mean? It really means you're Talmidim, but they're Talmidim Kurim Banim. Right? Talmidim Kurim Banim. So let the Torah say, Nimanatim is Talmidim Chavar, and he made a gesture. What does the Torah got to talk like this? Talk straight. Nimanatim is Talmidim Chavar. What does the Torah want by saying, Nimanatim is B'nai Chavar? So he said like this, what do your parents give you that no one else can give you? What do your parents give you that no one else can give you?
Life.
What?
Life.
I can't hear.
Your life.
Exactly. What does that mean, your life?
When you're only born.
They gave you life? Exactly. What's your name?
Eli Fuchs.
Eli Fuchs, yeah. So Eli Stein, they give you life. What does that mean? Without your parents, you don't come into being. Yeah. That means when they give you, I can give you the same thing your parents give. I can pay your tuition. I can give you, I don't know if they make allowances anymore. When I was a kid, if you, right, you get a credit card, right? I imagine, right? But when I was a kid, you get a few pennies and you bought some candy during the week. That was allowance. But I can give you food, I can give you lunch, I can give you a nice kiss, I can give you a nice hug. I can do the same thing your parents do, but there's a difference. When your parents give you allowance, they give you life. When their parents give you food, they give it life. When parents pay your tuition, they give it life. They want the life. Your Rebbe is giving you life. He's not giving you just another subject. It's not a program. It's a yeshiva. A yeshiva means my Rebbe is teaching me Torah like it's his son, meaning he's giving me life. Ki heim chayim. Torah is chayim. It's life. It's something that he's not giving it the same way that the Lahavdil, when you're in school, that your instructor, your lecturer is going to give you. He's giving you life tools. He's giving you something which is high. It's going to be your life. The Chazanish is a beautiful letter. There's beautiful letters of Chazanish. I'm sure you all heard of the Chazanish, right? Chazanish didn't have children. Chazanish wasn't going to have children. Chazanish had an unbelievable life of service, physical service, anguish, emotional, not emotional within the Chazanish, but difficult, one of the most difficult life. And the Chazan Ish was the most happiest person in the world. All his thoughts, because he writes himself, Ein Atzav Ba'olam, there's no despair. Atzavim, you know what Atzavim is? Atzbani, nervous as we say, despair. Ein Atzav Ba'olam, Lenisha Maket, Ara Iris Shal Emes. If you know the truth, there's no sadness in life. So the Chazon Ish writes that for a person to go ahead, when a person learns Torah, his name is Atzmaleh, the Gemara says. Torah is, a person has to, literally means kill himself with Torah. What does it mean to kill yourself with Torah? That means, you know what? I don't need the Lamborghini, or Lamborghini, whatever it might be. I was with one of our chassons about 9 years ago. So my Rebbetzin always knows I talk about the Lamborghini. Finally, one balbas said in one time, I was giving a shmooze. So he said, excuse me, Rosh Hashiva, it's Lamborghini. Not Lamborghini, it's a big, great, big aura, very important. I should know that. So we're driving, and we're going to the first Sheva Brachas, and my Rebbetzin, as she sees very well from far, she said, Natali, take a look. I said, what was it saying? He said, so here, Lamborghini. That's it. I said, that flat pan is Lamborghini. That's it. Grace is Zachul, the Bacham want. This is what they want. So somebody, I was once saying it over, so some Baal Bas comes over and says, you don't understand. It goes to 90 miles an hour in 2 seconds. You know what? I thought you could take a shower in there and walk. I don't know what that is. That gives a simcha. The Chazanish says, you have to give up living a superficial life. That's what it means. You have to know, what do you really want? I'm a chas v'shalom. Again, as we say, you're comfortable. You can't live in the way that our grandparents live. It's different. It's a different generation. But you have to give up certain things in life. And when you do, he says, the Chazon Ish, when you do, you'll have such happiness. Because you'll see, you'll focus on the right thing. You'll be married in Mitzvah Shem. You'll have a wonderful life. The Torah will be your guide. Your Rebbeim will be the ones to tell you. You know Yankov, you know Max, you know, we have Max and Jesse by us, right? He says, you know what? This is going to make you happy. The Torah is going to make you happy. They know the Mechaber to Nimavata, so if somebody made fun of you, okay, so you keep your mouth a little quiet, you know. You get more schar for that. It's better. Tamid HaChacham Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Right, we say, and Yishalayim, they say, even Menegashkina says it twice a week, I think. They used to do it, I don't know. They still say Yom Kippur on Monday, Thursday. Yeah. So the Menegashkina Yishalayim, I don't know. They say, yeah, what? You say every day, why? They're down the spot? Well, they say, okay, good, that's a good thing to say. So Pratsko Abramsky used to live here Pratsko Abramsky, you heard of him? You never heard of Pratsko Abramsky? Pratsko Abramsky was an unbelievable genius. He was a big, he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Slobodka, he wrote the Sefer Chazon Chasko. He was a Talmud of a Chaim Brisker. I have a friend, he lived in Beit Vagan, he lived in Kol Torah. Kol Torah is probably around there. So he was a child, what they call yeshiva talent, means like a, you know, yeshiva high school, you know, without second studies. So they went to sukkah, and there was a picture of Ricky Vega, a famous picture of Ricky Vega. Then it wasn't so well known. There's a picture, the picture of Ricky Vega was drawn by a non-Jew. It's a picture of the town of Posen, taken from the huge picture, I saw it, and they're copied from it. It has in it all kinds of things. Ballerinas and this, and all kind of things, what's going on in Posen. In the bottom somewhere, I don't remember exactly, so, is Rabbi Kibenga, because even the non-Jew understood Posen, the city of Posen, is a Rabbi Kibenga, going up Dar, going up the Doris. So there was a picture of Kibenga in the sukkah. The Pratzko Abramsky passed by the sukkah, he saw these boys, 15-year-olds, 16-year-old boys, and they saw Pratzko Abramsky, they all stood up. And the Pyamta, the Haksameach, Madin with Simcha, whatever it is, he said, you know, but Maya. Then all of a sudden he walked back and he said, whose picture is that? He said, oh, that's a picture of the Kivega. So he said, look, he says, yeah, it's stuck a true. So Kivega comes to me in my dreams. Because he worked so much on the Kivega, he used to come to the dream. So the person, I heard from the person was there. So Pratzko Abramsky says, "Tamicho chamin." I'm saying, "Davening Gemara." Tamicho marvin shomrei. Says, "What kind of shomrei? They're part of the UN. What do they do exactly? Marvin shomrei. They have meetings. They Camp David. What do they do, marvin shomrei? You know why? Because they learned that ceremony. They learned Dina Romanus Mishleisha, right? And they're worried about when do you need mumchen, when don't you need mumchen, right?" What's smicha? What is smicha? How do you give smicha? How do you do kibshah chaydish? Right? With kimitzi and taitse sayer, right? Where's it come from? Right? Where's the din of kibshah chaydish? Where's the din of smicha? How do you give smicha? When did smicha end? Who made zeros? You learn that's those sugis. He says, that's what you're worried about. He says, I have no problems. They feel at peace. They feel at ease all the time. Not all these things bother them. Not every time a guy cuts you off on the road, you get upset. Right? I have more things to worry about. My head is filled with Torah. My head is filled with Ben Samer. My head is filled with Mitzvah Sanachnot. My head is filled with Kumli Merabine, Yagval Yavar Mitzvah Shem. That's what I'm worried about. Well, that's a Mavid Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah help all of you, Mitzvah Shem. That the Torah that you learn here. I don't know, where's the cool Torah Shraga?
It was before
Rabbi
David
became. Ah. But, you know, Shraga means, right? Or. The Banshan should help you with the years, I'm going to stay. Should start to say, and if you have to go into Golas, take as much as you can. But the main thing to take with you is the Quraysh with the Rebbeim. Keep in touch with them. Always use them as your guiding lights. And Mitzvah Shem, with that, you should all of you build beautiful homes, Tayyadika homes. And your parents should have Nachasua from them. The Banshan should have Nachasua. Shkoyah.